ஸ்ரீகுருப்பியோ நம. அப்ரமம் பங்கரயித்தம் அஜடம் விமலம் சதா ஆனந்த தீர்த்தமத்லம் பஜேதாபத்ரயாபகம் மித்யா சித்தாந்த துத்வாந்த வித்வம்ஷ்ணவீக்ஷண ஜெய்தீர்த்தாக்கியத்தனே பாசதாம் நோ ஹிருதம்பரே அர்த்திகல்பித கல்பயம் பிரத்யத்திரகேசரி வியாசதீர்த்த குருபூயாத் அஸ்னிஷ்ட சித்தே தப்போ வித்யா விரக்தியாதி சத்குணோகாகரானம் வாதிராஜகுருன் வந்தே ஹைகிரிபதாஷயான் பூஜ்ய ராகவேந்திராய சத்யதர்மரதாய ச பததாங்கல்பருக்ஷாய நமதாம் காமதேனவே துர்வாதி த்வாந்த்ரவே வைஷ்ணவேந்தீவரேந்தவே ஸ்ரீராகவேந்த குருவே நமோத்தியாழவே ஆபாதமொழிபர்யந்தம் குருநாமாக்தி ஸ்மரே தென விக்னாஹ ப்ரணஷ்யந்தி சித்யந்த மனோரதாஹ. ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நம. வி ஆர் டூயிங் விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம. டுடே இஸ் த இங்கிலீஷ் செஷன் ஃபார் விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம. வில் டூ ருஷி தேவதா சந்தஸ் அண்ட் தென் ஸ்டார்ட். அஸ்யஸ்ரீ விஷ்ணோ திவ்யசஹஸ்ரநாமஸ்தோத்திர மகாமந்திரஸ்ய ஸ்ரீவேதவியாசோ பகவான் ருஷி அனுஷ்டுப் சந்தஹ ஸ்ரீ மகாவிஷ்ணோ பரமாத்மா ஸ்ரீமன்நாராயணோ தேவதா ஸ்ரீலக்ஷ்மி நாராயண பிரசாத் சித்யத்தே ஜபே விநியோக ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் விஸ்வஸ்மை நம. விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணுர் வஷட்காரோ பூதபவ்ய பவத் பிரபு பூதகுருத் பூதபுருத் பாவோ பூதாத்மா பூதபாவனஹ பூதாத்மா பரமாத்மா ச முக்தானாம் பரமாகதி அவிய புருஷசாட்சி க்ஷித்ரஜ்னோக்ஷரயேவச. ஸோ வி ஆர் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் த ஃபஸ்ட் வர்ஸ் அண்ட் இன் த செகண்ட் வர்ஸ் வி ஆர் நவ் டூயிங் த வேர்ட் முக்தானாம் பரமாகதி. ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் ஸ்பெசிஃபிக்கலி பரமாத்மாஸ் அல்டிமேட் ரெஃப்யூஸ். தட் இஸ் த கான்செப்ட் தட் வி ஹாவ். பட் ஈவன் ஆஃப்டர் கோயிங் டு மோக்ஷா he is the paramagati. So in Madhva philosophy alone, this swarupagata bheda is implied, and also ever dependence upon paramatma, that even after going moksha he is the gati. So for muktanam paramagati he, the word is muktatmas, that means the people who are liberated. So the liberated souls, even after the liberation, Paramatma is the Paramagati. So here, two aspects. One is, he is the ultimate refuge for people who want to become Mukta. So it is pre-Mukti state for becoming the Muktas. Mukta Naam means Mukta Naam, Moksha Ikshu Naam. So whoever are Mumukshus, that means desirous of obtaining moksha, mukta here can be taken as mumukshu also, or mukta after the moksha, both. So for mumukshus, he is paramagati. What is paramagati? Gati means prapya sthana, whatever is to be reached. Prapyam sthanam ashrayascha gati shabdena uchyate. So by gati, local language, so it was lot of times we use in local language, avare namge gati, so ide nanage gati. So we use this kind of usage. That means it is my only refuge. So it is the ultimate refuge. It is the one that has to be reached. So the gamya sthana, prapya sthana, ashraya sthana, the place that has to be finally reached, that paramatma is muktanam paramagatihi. So this is mentioned in Gita Bhashya also, in 9th adhyaya, 18th sloka, where Krishna says, Gatir Bharta Prabhu Sakshihi, Bharta Gati Prabhu Sakshi. So these are all the Paramatma's descriptions. So Bharta means one who supports. He is the support for everything. So he is Bharta, Bharati iti Bharta, Prabhu is Samartha. So the ultimate, who is the greatest or most capable, and Sakshi, one who sees everything. He is the Sakshi, Sarva Sakshi, Sakala Sakshi. So along with that, Gati, he is the Gati, Gati, Bharta, Prabhu, Sakshi. There, that word Gati is described, like, you know, from Gita Bhashya, Acharya says, Tatha hi Samavedeshu Vasishta Shakhayam, from Samaveda Vasishta Shakha, Acharya explains, அத கஸ்மாத் உச்சியதே கதிஹி இதி ப்ரஹ்ம ஏவ கதிஹி தத்தி கம்யதே பாபமுக்தைஹி. ஸோ மோக்ஷா மீன்ஸ் சம்சார முக்தாஸ். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் தே ஹாவ் டு பிகம் பாப முக்தாஸ், தென் தே வில் பிகம் சம்சார முக்தாஸ். ஸோ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஹாவ் டு பி லிபரேட்டட் ஃப்ரம் த கர்ம. ஸோ கர்ம மோக்ஷத்வ, பாப மோக்ஷத்வ, that they have to obtain after that they obtain samsara mukti. So liberated from the karma bandha, liberated, to be liberated from the whatever pava punya rupa bandhana, that has to be liberated, then they get liberated from samsara bandha. So first step is papa mok, papa punya rupadi karma bandha mokshatva is the first step. Then samsara bandha mokshatva, liberation from samsara, is the second step. So he is the gati. So that is the word for gati. And another, you know, acharya further explains, bahunatra kimuktena yavachvetam nagachati yogi tavat namuktaha syat esha sastasya nirnayaha. So from Aditya Purana also, acharya quotes during Brahma Sutra bhashya. So Brahma Sutras, as you all know, it has four adhyayas. The first adhyaya is called samanvaya adhyaya, the second adhyaya is called avirodha adhyaya, the third one is called sadhanadhyaya, and the fourth one is called phaladhyaya. The samanvayadhyaya, it deals with how we have to understand Paramatma. Jignyasa is to be done. We have to acquire the knowledge about Paramatma through the scriptures. So the whole process of doing samanvaya of all the scriptures, that means understanding of the scriptures, how we should understand the scriptures to get the understanding of Paramatma, that is described in the first adhyaya. And in that process, the scriptures, people will have multiple understandings, like, you know, okay, this is what it's saying, this scripture is saying something else, there seems to be some apparent conflict. So the all the conflicts are resolved in the second adhyaya, which is called avirodha adhyaya. So all the virodhas, the apparent contradictions, are resolved in the second adhyaya. And the third adhyaya will describe how the sadhana is to be done. So that is pretty elaborate when the sadhana adhyaya describes, like, you know, all the kartrutva aspects. So many aspects come in there. That is sadhana adhyaya. And the last one, the benefit of all this, why should we do all the scriptures, analysis, dissolving, and then doing the sadhana? Why? Means the ultimate phala is the moksha. So the mukti pradayakatva. So the moksha is the ultimate. That's the phala. So phaladhyaya describes about the types of moksha and how the moksha is attained. All that is described in phaladhyaya. And in that, in the first one, which is samanvayadhyaya, in the third pada, second sutra, there is a sutra says, Om muktopa shruppi avyapadeshat. So upasrupya, so muktopasrupya vyapadeshat om. So mukta is moksha, you know, moksha, so whoever is to be liberated, he is mukta. For the mukta, upasrupya, upasrupya, the word is formed from upasarpati, sarpa, you know, sarpa means actually, you know, like we say snake, because the snake crawls, goes, that's why it's called sarpa, sarpati iti sarpaha, that which goes, that which moves, that which crawls, that's why it's called sarpa. Sarpati means going. Upasarpati means going near. So whatever is to be approached, that is upasrupya. So Bhagavan is the upasrupya. So for muktas, the upasrupya, the gati, is Paramatma. So vyapadeshat, so the gati shabda vachya Paramatma, he is to be described and he is to be understood by all the muktas. So that is what is that sutra is talking about. There, in the Bhashya, Acharya uses the same Muktana Paramagathi, that Nama, Acharya mentions there during, you know, the process of commenting that Brahma Sutra. So there he says, Bahunatra Kimuktena. So why say so many things? Yavat Shvetam Naga, Shveta is Shveta Dvipa. The, you know, like, as you know, Paramatma's Trikakubdhama, three sthanas, is Vaikuntha, Shveta Dvipa, Anantasana. So the Shveta Dvipa Darshana is to be done by the Mukta Jivas. So until that is done, they will not reach the final Mukti state. So after Vijasnana, they do the Shveta Dvipa Darshana and then they go to their respective wherever they have to reach. So that Shveta Dvipa is to be approached. So that is also a Paramagati, Sweta Dvipa. All these three Muktasthanas are Paramatmasthanas, the place, the abodes of Paramatma, where the Muktas, they reach according to their sadhana, they reach those places. So that Sweta Dvipa is the ultimate place to be reached. So that is also mentioned there. So Kim Uktena, what, why to say so many things? Yavat, until Shvetam Nagachati, the Sweta Dvipa is not reached, Yogi Tavat Namuktaha, until then he will not become liberated. Syat Yesha Sastasya Nirnaya, this is the conclusion by all the scripture Shastras. So there also is it Gati Shabda. So Muktanam Paramagatihi. So this Muktanam Paramagatihi, that Aditya Purana quote is what is mentioned by Acharya during the Bhashya of that Brahma Sutra. So that is what it is mentioned. So, and this Gati, in Gita also it comes, like, you know, in Purushottama Prapti Yoga, the 15th Adhyaya, there Krishna says, Yadgatva Nanivartante Taddhama Paramam Mama. Having reached that place, people will not come back. So it's like, it's ultimate final destination. Once that destination is reached, there is no question of coming back to samsara. Swarga naraka, swargas they go, swarga they can, kshine punye martye lokam vishanti. So the people who go to swarga, they come back after their punya is exhausted. Even devatas who are there in swarga, they have to finally go to moksha, that is their ultimate goal. So for both manushyas, devatas, for everybody, the ultimate place to be reached is Paramatma. That's why he is called Mukta. He is the ultimate refuge. So Muktanam Paramagatihi, the ultimate refuge, Paramatma is the one. That's why it's explained by that. And there in Brahma Sutra Bhashya, in another, like, you know, in Phaladhyaya also, because he is the ultimate Gati, means the Phaladhyaya also describes. So the fourth pada of the fourth Adhyaya, the ninth sutra, there also the Brahma Sutra talks about this Paramatma being the ultimate refuge. So there, from Varaha Purana, Acharya quotes during the Bhashya, Paramodhi Patistesham Vishnureva Nasamshayaha Brahmadi Manushantanam Sarvesham Avisheshataha Tathah Pranadi Namantaha Sarveyapi Patayaha Kramat Acharyas Acharyaha cha eva acharyas chaiva sarvepi yehi jnanam supratishtitam. So by acquiring the jnana about Paramatma, all the names they describe, pranadi namantaha, all the prana, other names, every name describe Paramatma. So, and all of them, Brahmadi Manushantanam, starting from Brahma, the Mukti Yogi just said, all of them, Sarvesham Avisheshataha, without an exception, everybody, they have to reach Paramatma. That is the ultimate goal. So that concept is described there also. So that is Muktanam Paramagatihi. So Jivatmas, after they become moksha, and they will have to reach Paramatma. So that's what is mentioned there also. So the Swamyatva of the Paramatma continues in moksha also. So the Ananda Samya that is described by other philosophies, it is not acceptable as per the thing. So even after going the moksha mukti, the taratamya continues. So the people there, whatever mukta jivas there, will have to go through that taratamya. That means even after reaching the moksha, they will have to obey the swarupa bhuta taratamya. They have to obey, and they will continue the taratamya there also. So that is muktanam paramagatihi. And then another concept here is muktanam paramagatihi. They say muktanam parama maryada agatihi samyak jnanam yasmat saha. Another meaning for is muktanam paramagatihi is muktanam paramagatihi. The parama is split it as parama agatihi. So muktanam parama ಆ ಗತಿ ಆ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸಮಂತಾತ್, ಆ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ, ಗತಿ ಜ್ಞಾನ, ಗತಿ ಜ್ಞಾನ ವಾಚ್ಯ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಗತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ, ಆ ಗತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸಮ್ಯಕ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ, ದ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್. ಪರಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್, ಮಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮರ್ಯಾದ, ಮರ್ಯಾದ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಲಿಮಿಟ್, ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಯೋಗ್ಯತಾ ತಾರತಮ್ಯ. ಸೊ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಮುಕ್ತಾಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ದೇರ್ ಯೋಗ್ಯತಾ ಲಿಮಿಟ್ಸ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಲಿಮಿಟ್, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಾಲೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದೋಸ್ ರೂಲ್ಸ್, ಆ ಗತಿ ಸಮ್ಯಕ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಯಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಸಹ. ಸೊ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಬಹುರಿ, ಸೊ ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಪರಮಾಗತಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಕರ್ಮಧಾರಯ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅನ್ಯವಸ್ತು ಪ್ರಧಾನ, ಕರ್ಮಧಾರಯ ಈಸ್ ದ ವಸ್ತು ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್, ವಿಶೇಷಣ ವಿಶೇಷ್ಯ ವಿಶೇಷಣ ರೂಪೇಣ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ಕರ್ಮಧಾರಯ ವಿಶೇಷಣ ಪೂರ್ವಪದ, ವಿಶೇಷಣ ಪರಪದ, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ವೇರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಪರಮಾಗತಿ, ಫರ್ ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಪರಮಾಗತಿ ಸ ಏವ ಪರಮಾಗತಿ, ಹಿ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಪರಮಾಗತಿ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅನ್ಯವಸ್ತು ಪ್ರಧಾನ, ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಪರಮಾಗತಿ ಸ ಏವ ಪರಮಾಗತಿ. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕರ್ಮಧಾರಯ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಇನ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್, ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಪರ ಮಾ ಆಗತಿ ಯಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಸಹ, ಬೈ ಹೂಮ್, ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹೂಮ್ ದ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ದಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಸ್ ದ ಲಿಮಿಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಆಸ್ ಪರ್ ದ ಯೋಗ್ಯತಾ ಆಫ್ ದ ಜೀವಾಸ್. ದ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಈಸ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಟೆಡ್, ಈಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಪರ್ ದೇರ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೇಷನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಪರಮಾಗತಿ, ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬಹುರೀಹಿ ಸಮಾಸ. ಸೊ ಅನ್ಯವಸ್ತು ಪ್ರಧಾನ, ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಗತಿ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪರಾಮ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ಯವಸ್ತು ಪ್ರಧಾನ, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹಿ ಸಮಾಸ. ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹೂ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ದ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ದ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಪೈರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆನ್ಸಿಕ್ ಎಬಿಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಲಿಬರೇಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಹೀ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ದ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಪರಮಾಗತಿ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಕನ್ವೇಡ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್, ಸೊ ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಪರಮಾ, ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಪರಃ ಶ್ರೇಷ್ಠ ಚತುರ್ಮುಖ ತಸ್ಯ ಮಾ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಆಗತಿ ಸಮ್ಯಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಿ ಯಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಸಹ. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎ ಬಹುರೀಹಿ ಸಮಾಸ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್, ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಮುಕ್ತ. ಸೊ ಬಟ್ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್, ವೈ ಆರ್ ವಿ ಬ್ರಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಲುಕ್ ಸಮಾಸ. ಅಲುಕ್ ಸಮಾಸ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಬ್ರಾಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಅಧ್ಯಾಹಾರ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸಮಾಸ ಫಾರ್ಮೇಷನ್, ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಈಸ್ ಡ್ರಾಪ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ, ಸೊ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಮುಕ್ತ ಜೀವಾಸ್ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್, ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ಪರಃ ಶ್ರೇಷ್ಠ ಚತುರ್ಮುಖ. ಸೊ ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಪರಃ ಚತುರ್ಮುಖ ತಸ್ಯ ಮಾ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಚತುರ್ಮುಖ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ದ ಮುಕ್ತ ಜೀವಾಸ್. ಯುನೋ ದೇರ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಇಸ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಮುಕ್ತಳು. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಮುಕ್ತ, ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎಕ್ಸಲ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ಹರ್ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರಿ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ದ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಟ್ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೂ ಅಕ್ವೈರ್ ದ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್, ಸೊ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಅಕ್ವೈರ್ ದ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್. ಸೊ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಲಿಬರೇಟ್, ಸೊ ಶಿ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್. ಸೊ ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ದ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಎವರ್ ಅಕ್ವೈರ್ಡ್ ದ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್, ಅಮಾಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಚತುರ್ಮುಖ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಮಾ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಆಗತಿ ಸಮ್ಯಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಿ. ಹಿಯರ್ ಗತಿ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಎಸ್, ಸೊ ಮಾ ಈಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಎ ಜ್ಞಾನ. ಸಿ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಮಾ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಡೆಫಿನಿಷನ್, ಮಾ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಸ್ ದ ಮರ್ಯಾದ, ದ ಲಿಮಿಟ್ಸ್, ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ಈಚ್ ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್. ಮಾ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ. ವೆನ್ ಮಾ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಆರ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ದೆನ್ ಆಗತಿ ಹೀ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಅಗೇನ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಮಾ ಈಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಸೊ ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಪರಃ ಮುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಶ್ರೇಷ್ಠ ಚತುರ್ಮುಖ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತಸ್ಯ ಮಾ, ಹೀಸ್ ಮಾ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ at that one, agatihi, gati means also gati jnana, gati also means apti or prapti or obtaining or reaching or acquiring. So samyak praptihi, that means knowledge, Brahma acquires the knowledge because of Paramatma. So tasya ma jnanam agatihi samyak praptihi yasmat saha. The Lord who grants the knowledge to Chaturmukha Brahma, who is greatest among Mukta Jivas. That's why he is called Muktanam Paramagatihi. So this is also Bahuvrihi Samasa. And this meaning is given with respect to Chaturmukha Brahma. So then there is another meaning that is given. So Muktanam Paramagatihi. So muktanam muktebhyah, so this is panchamyate shashti vibhakti. Muktanam is of the muktas, but among, like muktanam madhye, instead of that, because Lakshmi is not one who gets a liberation, but Lakshmi is greater than all the liberated souls. So Lakshmi Devi, who is greater than all the liberated, so muktebhyah para. Muktebhyaha para Lakshmi Devi. So muktanam sakashat paraha ma nasti gatihi anyashayaha yasya saha magathi ananyashayaha madavaha yatreva nishedartakaha ma shabdaha. So this is one meaning. And then muktanam sakashat muktebhyaha itiyavat parama uttama lakshmihi tasya api gatihi adharaha iti muktanam paramagathi. That means Muktanam sakashat, compared to all the mukta jivas, muktebhyaha, that is also, you know, another way of expressing muktanam sakashat, that means compared to all the mukta jivas, or muktanam means muktebhyaha, that means compared to all the mukta jivas, parama uttama means Lakshmi Devi. So muktanam parama means greater than all the mukta jivas. Whoever is greater than them, that is Lakshmi Devi, Parama Lakshmi Devi. So her, Uttama Lakshmi, tasya api gatihi. For her also, one who is a gati adhara. So Amrinish Sukta, we have to say, you know, like there, Lakshmi Devi says, mama yoni rapswanta samudre. So I do this, you know, she says, like, you know, create Rudra, I give the prasthana for Rudra, Brahma, Padavis, all those. After saying all that, she also says, mama yoni rap swanta samudre. So for my adhara also is in that samudra as Sheshashayi, Paramatma, Narayana, he is my adhara. So that also is conveyed by here, muktanam paramagatihi. Aham Rudre Bhirvasubhischaram Yaham Aditya Ruta Vishwadevaihi, like that Amrini Sukta goes, and finally she says, Yam Kamayetam Tamugram Krunomitam Brahmanam Tam Rushim Tam Sumedham. So whoever I desire, I make them Brahma, Rudra and all that. And then she says, Mama Yoni Rapswanta Samudre. So that concept also is given by Muktanam Paramagatihi. Lakshmi Devi, who is greater than all the Mukta Jivas, even Lakshmi has Paramatma as Gati or Adhara, that's why he is Muktanam Paramagatihi. Here, Gati is used as Karmadharya only, that means Gati, he himself is a Gati, Gati Adharaha, Sayeva Adharaha, Sayeva Gatihi, Lakshmiyaha Api Sayeva Gatihi, for Lakshmi also, he is the Gati, that's why he is Muktanam Parama Gatihi. So that is one itself. And then there is another. So Ma is also Ma Kuru. Ma Kuru Dhanajana Yavana Gavan. So Ma means no, don't. That concept also is given by the word Ma. Ma means no, do not. A forbidden thing. That is also, that meaning also is there for Ma. So here Paramatma, he is Muktanam Sakashat. So muktanam sakashat paraha ma nasti gatihi anyashaya yasyasa ma gatihi ananyashraya madavaha atra nishedhattakaha ma shabdaha. That means he is muktanam paramagatihi, means he is muktanam paraha magati. Here the split is muktanam paramagati, muktanam paraha magati. Muktanam paraha means he is greater than all the mukta jivas also. He is greater than greatest. So he is muktanam api paraha. So he is greater than muktanam sakashat paraha. So that's why he is muktanam paraha. Ma nasti gatihi anyasya. So ma gatihi means nobody else is his gati. Ma gatihi means nisheda, gati nishedatva. Anyashraya is not there. Paramatma does not have anybody else as his gati. That's why he is ma gati. Ma gati means having no gati. Having no gati means nobody else is his gati. Nobody else gives him support. He does not have anybody else as his gati or ashraya. That's why he is ma gati. He is muktanam para and his magati. He is greater than all the muktas and also he does not have anybody else supporting him. He supports everybody else. He sarvana sarvesham gati sayeva. For everybody he is the gati. But nobody else is his gati. So that's why he is para magati. Muktanam paraha magati. So this is another meaning for muktanam paramagati. And then this is another way, muktanam paramagatihi, muktanam paraha, that is then, an magatihi instead of ma nishedarthaka, ma means ma rama mangala devata, ma means Lakshmidev, Madhava, husband of Lakshmidev, so he is Madhava, that's why, so here Madhava, rupi paramatma, his chintane, mayaha lakshmihi gatihi magatihi, so here he is muktanam paraha, and his ma gatihi. Ma means Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi's gati. He is Lakshmi gati. He is the Lakshmiyaha gatihi ma gatihi. Antimam artha panchakam api. So because he is the gati of Lakshmi, he is ma gati. So muktanam paraha ma gatihi. That is another meaning for muktanam parama gatihi. So this way the muktanam parama gatihi can give multiple meanings. So here I pass so that people can ask any questions are there. They are free to ask the questions. Hare Srinivasa.